Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and we are getting into it. Yes, we are exploring creativity and conflict. And, you know, here's a little hint of coming attractions. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with a song, and then we'll dive into higher knowledge. All right, loves. Yes, indeed. Do tell it to my heart. Little Taylor Dane to start us off on our episode here on the Master's Playground. We are exploring creativity and conflict, and you'll see why I busted out a little bit of a Taylor Dane here, just to get us into the mood of what she's talking about. Yes. Anyways, as you know, at the beginning of each show, each episode of the Master's Playground, we take a moment to bow to the divine teacher within. We do so by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. And if you have not chanted the Adi Mantra before, you know, before now, simply watch, you know, tune in, mimic, you know, act as if. Right on. Okay, so chanting the Adi Mantra, we place our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras, resting our thumbs up against our chest plate, closing our eyes, taking a deep breath in and out. And on the next breath, we will begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev. Sat Nam, loves. Okay, so exploring creativity and conflict. And such is the times, right? If you have your finger anywhere near the pulse of what's happening, you might have been exposed to the, you know, a little bit of insight that, you know, we are in a way going to be tested this weekend. There is the potential for conflict. There is the potential for misunderstandings. You know, and but more importantly, there is the potential for solutions, right? Commonality, understanding. So what do? You know, how do we approach all this? Well, we'll begin by exploring Kundalini yoga. Okay, shocker, 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 shocker. It is my lifestyle. However, there is some very valid information that will give you quite a bit of insight. In the teachings of Kundalini Yoga, the human being has 10 bodies, not one. The first body, the body that we will be focusing on, is the soul body. This is your inner self. It is the voice that speaks to you and guides you on a path to your true purpose, that feels in harmony with all of life. In the yogic tradition, the soul is an actual thing. While it is interdimensional, it has a weight in this world just less than 1 ounce. When a person passes away, the soul body is encased in the subtle body, which records all of your deeds, words, and actions. And they travel onward to the next level of your incarnation. Once the soul body has left the physical body, the weight is less. Hence, the first body is both completely spiritual and completely real. All right. Yeah. The real issue of the soul body is the idea of the head versus the heart. Okay. And that's why I busted out a little Taylor Dane, tell it to my heart. Indeed. All right. Will you live from intellect from intellect and your ego? Or will you live from your intuition and your heart? When your connection to your soul body is weak, it will be harder to find the strength to live your passions and follow your bliss. You'll get stuck in what ifs and what fors. Okay. Connecting to your heart. We're really dealing with our fourth chakra, our third eye, and our second chakra, creativity. It's our creative center. It's about bringing all of that together. The soul body is often described as the reason for physical life. The lessons we learn, the meaning of why we are here, are all connected to the soul body. The other nine bodies are servants to the soul body, ideally creating an environment where the soul body can flourish. It is the point and seat of your connectedness to the universe. Yoga and meditation can work in turn on each of the 10 bodies. And it's actually quite beautiful, you guys. I mean, Kundalini yoga has so many beautiful meditations. So many opportunities to explore the self, the collective self, the united self, the one. Yeah. All right. So I was saying that yoga and meditation can work to turn on each of the 10 bodies. And this creates an easier expression for your soul body, especially a strong aura and a strong arc line. And we're going to get into arc line and things like that in another episode, but I really wanted to bring your attention to the soul body. I want to start with that level of awareness as we continue on in this particular episode of, embracing creativity and, conflict. It's really understanding the difference between your mind and your heart. And starting there. Yes. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to the Master's Playground. We are embracing the dawning of the Aquarian Age by playing with a variety of tools as had by the divine, which is us. We're talking to ourselves, man. We're waking up. It's great. All right. So let's get into a little bit of the conflict side of things, right? So now we understand the self, And if, we're all highly intelligent individuals out there. Once we get out of our own way, we can understand the concept of navigating from the heart, remembering to connect to the heart. There's no need to pound that in. I think we're all aware at this portion of our evolution, I think we are aware of the difference, of what happens when we navigate in this world solely from our ego. What happens when we navigate from our intellect, which is like the monkey. It's filled with stories and fear. Versus navigating from our heart, which is connected to everything and everyone. So yeah, conflict. The state of affairs in the world. With the old paradigm, also known as the Piscean Age, we could summarize how we've exchanged energy into one statement. I know this, therefore I am. right? In the Piscean times, it was all about learning. I must learn this. Oh, now I know this. And therefore, I am. Right? With the Aquarian age, the statement becomes, I experience, therefore, I know. Can you feel the vibrational difference? Again, old paradigm. I know this, therefore I am. New paradigm. I experience, therefore I know. All right. The main difference is that with our Aquarian embodiment, we connect to our heart and know who we are. That's the major difference. That is like the major party that's going on, man. You know, it's like, wow, I am the divine. I am that which I thought to be different, which is God, right? I am God. It's amazing. Conflict. Conflict, if we look at our Piscean times, conflict has a very dualistic approach, right? Again, remember, I know this, therefore I am. Okay, that's their whole, like, that's the mantra, man, right? Of the Piscean times. Yes. All right, so a dualistic approach, you know, which really has a head-to-head kind of experience, toe-to-toe experience, right? Examples include Christians, Muslims, Palestine, Islam, us, them, right, wrong, lower, higher. Wait, I did that backwards in the video. Let me try that again. Wait, lower, higher. There it is. Right on. With, without. Yes, it has been a dualistic party. Cut to our tender inner child dealing with this adjustment as we came into this world, as we began to adapt to understanding the rules, the playground, our little, you know, our crown chakras became, you know, started to close, and we're like, oh, we started to learn all these lessons of separation, some harshness. Okay, so with that, I definitely want to play a song that really captures this duality, right? Yeah, we're going to go with a little Pink Floyd. We're going to see how this rolls. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to The Master's Playground. And here's a little Us and Them by Pink Floyd. Enjoy. Thank you. It's so weird. That particular song, it ends, it just abruptly ends because, you know, in the 70s, man, you know, an album was a story. It was a journey, you know? So now that we're in, you know, digital times, you know, to stop the song, it's like, you know, you have to stop the story. Anyways, Us and Them by Pink Floyd. I thought that was very appropriate. Thank you. Hold on. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So we have been exploring creativity and conflict. We have discussed the soul body and how it's muy importante. It is our connectivity to our heart. It is acknowledging when we're functioning from our mind, ego, versus our collective consciousness, our heart. Then we embraced a little bit of understanding what conflict is all about, you know, especially in the Piscean age, which really had a lot of duality going on. Us, them, black, white, right, wrong. And it really rode out this I am superior, or, you know, superior kind of duality. I am grander than you. I am better than you. I know that I'm right. You are so wrong. Pity, 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 pity. You are separate from me and less. It's been quite the journey, man, you know? All that senseless. And well, I'm sure in the scheme of things, it's like, you know, some type of development thing that we had to go through as a collective consciousness. You know, it's sort of like grabbing the hot pan when you're a little kid and you don't know any better. And now we have the dawning of the Aquarian Age, which is a whole different mindset. I experience, therefore I know. And this is where we start to embrace creativity and applying it towards conflict. Creativity lets us imagine for a moment that we are the other person. Creativity lets us imagine and wonder what it is like to be, or I'm sorry, what it is like to, you know, for that other person. Creativity takes us into the unknown. You know, statements like, wow, I can imagine what that must be like to be misunderstood, to have different ideas, to have different approaches, different nationality, different cultural upbringing. I can imagine what it is like to be cut off for my beliefs, my understanding, my experience. In doing this, we find compassion. Because we can imagine that experience, therefore, I know. The Aquarian understanding of things. Yeah. Oh, I love heavymoments.com. I think it's time for an ascended master to join us. You may recall, you know, here on the Master's Playground, you know, we dive into everything, you know, numerology, crystals, energy fields, chakras, mantras, meditation, tarot, palmistry. I mean, you name it, you know? Let's explore thyself. And so what I like to do every so often is turn to an ascended master. You know, and as we know, an ascended master is a great spiritual teacher or healer, most of whom have lived as humans upon earth. Okay, they're powerful guides who could help us understand our life's purpose. Could help us understand and embrace courage. The courage to make significant changes in our life and to develop our own psychic and manifestation abilities. Remember, in the beginning of the show, I was highlighting the soul body and how this dualistic reality of God being separate, the divine being separate. We are the divine. We are God. So in other words, ascended masters got it, man. You know, they were the living embodiment of understanding and embracing and living and communicating a non-dualistic approach. What a beautiful gift, you guys, you know? Look at everybody who's like, try to tell us along the way, you know? Anywho, I digress. I always tend to. So, as Pink Floyd was, you know, communicating to us, the lunacy of duality, I took a moment to go ahead and draw some cards here. One of which I drew from the Ascended Masters deck. And holding it up to the camera, party people, I asked, what is the message that we need to know right now? What's going on? And we got positive change. There's kind of like a, well, yeah, kind of going, you know, happening in my head. All right, so what's happening? Let's see what positive change has to share with us. Your likes and dislikes have changed. And you've outgrown situations that once appealed to you. There are positive developments signaling your spiritual growth. Some of these situations are blessings in disguise, as they are pushing you to make necessary and positive changes. You may feel pushed beyond your comfort zone as multiple areas of your life shift and flux. Yet the universe always stands ready to support you with whatever you ask for. Let go and enjoy the ride, because it is truly for the best. Yes, nothing like a little ascended master. And just so we understand who the ascended master was on the card, her name is Parvati. Para what? Parvati. So you might want to look her up a little bit. But basically, she's a Hindu goddess of the mountains, of marriage, and households. So there, my loves. A little positive change. Let go. Let God. Oh. Yes. So we have been talking about how to be creative, how it is that we can use our creativity and apply it towards conflict. I promise there's going to be a shift. There's still going to be an upheaval over the weekend, you know? There's still going to be, who knows, you know? I mean, SmackDown, right? There's like a lot of egos out there. A lot of people who really do believe in the separation. Who still believe they have to protect themselves. Because they are in the right. And they have to push other people around in that process. Right? It's very Piscean. I know this, therefore I am. I know I'm right, therefore you're wrong. I know that I am a highly evolved spiritual being, and you are not. The lunacy of duality. Dig it. Right? So we're shifting this now. We're embracing Aquarian understanding. The grand breath. The true awakening. You know, they keep saying the Aquarian age is coming. Hey, man, if you're doing your work, it's here. It's not a distant concept. It's not a destination. It is. It's about embracing the divine. You are the divine. Understanding and compassion comes from our relaxation, which opens up our own faculties. So how do we, you know, it's about having fun, you guys. It's about playing, you know? I mean, yes, do your work, do the meditation, connect to, you know, discover new things about your soul body, your experience, all of your 10 bodies. But along the way, have fun. It is that creative spark that relaxes you and will put you into an experience of where we're able to embrace the divine. And remember, it's that creativity that allows us to understand the other, to experience the other as if they are ourselves. So sing, play, dance, paint, write, make jewelry, you know, bead necklaces for everyone. You know what I mean? Instead of a shot for everyone at the bar, man. You know, bead necklaces for everyone, right on. You know? But do so, you know, this is done not to indulge ourselves, like, yeah, man, I'm totally painting and it's groovy. It's to open up to the divine within. The creator. It is then that we can truly be a co-creator. Through personal play and joy, it opens us up to resolving conflict. It pulls us out of the right and wrong paradigm, the dualistic paradigm. And it helps us become solution oriented. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. There's a show at 10. Thank you. Right. So in the tradition of really embracing this playful side of you, you know, I mean, don't stop yourself anymore. Really have fun. Connect to that inner child. Let that inner child express itself, you know? Lovingly, happily. Oh man, the magic when we run the divine through and we simply allow it to govern our, you know, body, when we surrender, magic. So, in honor of that, I want to play another song for you. It is so yummy. I dance to the song all the time. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to bust out a little Morrissey. Sing Your Life. Enjoy.
Sing your life. And if you can think of words that rhyme, many others do. To the microphone of my name, all the things you love, all the things that you love. Oh, sing your life, the things that you love, and the things you love.
Adore that song. Oh, I always have like a, you know, hairbrush moment. You know, when you grab your hairbrush and you're singing in front of the mirror. I'm not the only one who does that, right? I hope not. Anyways, yes, little Morrissey. So definitely sing your life, my loves. Embrace it. Be playful, but not simply just to escape. Do so with the intention of allowing the divine in. It is then that we become solution-oriented. When we are one, it is then that we are able to actually see that the other is not other. Air quotes. You are listening to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You could find me at chrissystereo.com. I'm a trip. A really fun one. You know, I'm someone who's completely devoted my life to being in service. Be because anything less is just too, I don't know, old paradigm. You know? So, at the end of each show, I like to draw tarot card, you know, a tarot card or two to help us understand what kind of energies are coming, you know, for the coming week. And, you know, tuning into my intuitive psychic nature, you know, my shamanic skills, blah, blah, blah. Visit the site, you know, there's a lot of different skill sets that I've bowed down to and have been gifted. So, using that, turning to that, allowing for that to flow, I drew a card that represents what is coming for us this coming week. In other words, what energies may we anticipate to govern the next 7 days? Okay, turning to the camera. By the way, I got a new deck. Yeah, we'll get into that. Basically, it's the Two of Swords. Okay, so what's happening here? An impasse. There's two roads. You're blindfolded. Right? So what do? You either allow your mind to try to tell you what's going to be happening, which will lead you to a path that's not full of trust and has a little bit more control, the ego, or it's blind faith, trusting in the divine, allowing the divine to show you. Such a beautiful card, you know? It's like, get out of your own way and allow. Or get in your own way and see what happens, you know? And it's a little more bumpy, you know, the latter. Surrender. So, we're being prompted. There's going to be, in other words, we're going to have to face ourselves, you know? I mean, as we tend to every single moment of our experience, right? So then what? It's like, okay, great. There's going to be like this, you know, you're being prompted to let go, basically. Let go. So, you know, with that, I said, all right, well, you know, what else can we understand of this, you know? Like, what else may we use, you know, that will complement all of this? And we got the Seven of Wands, right? Now, the wands are all about the self. Okay, Kabbalistically. I read Kabbalah Tarot, even though I'm blowing with a whole new deck, which was recommended. You know, it's, what's the deck? Robin Wood Tarot. Anyway, so the Seven of Wands. When we deal with the wands, we are dealing with all elements of the self. Okay? And I said, all right, so we have the Two of Swords. Blind faith. Here we go. For some of us out there, okay, we're still going to get in our own way, man. We're still going to feel that we're in the right. We're still going to be dualistic. We're still going to be like, nah, nah, nah. I know best. As opposed to going, wow, you know, I am nothing but a servant. And I allow divine energy to completely just flow through me. And there's nothing to fear. All right. So the Seven of Wands. I'm like, okay. So we have the, you know, what else can we use to help navigate this blind faith. Expectation. An assurance that something will happen. Yep. There it is. You know, that is truly initiating mastery, right there. Surrendering and knowing. So, I don't know, you guys, it doesn't get any juicier than that for the coming week. Now, remember, I highlighted that astrologically, what's happening is that, you know, there's a little this constant showdown, right? But I really look at it sort of like a rag that's being squeezed, you know, dropped out, you know, sort of like, okay, let's wring out that ego a little bit. So we're going to have situations that arise and we're going to be tested, you know, as we tend to. How much are you surrendering? How much are you allowing? Are you still judging other people? Do you still believe that there are other people? You know? Yeah. All right, loves. This is it, man. This is the ultimate party. Now, what happens? All right, so we're going to be surrendering with blind faith, but what about our dreams or passions and all this other stuff, right? Expectation, we pretty much know it's going to happen. We already have an inclination, you know? I mean, this giant buildup has been happening for some time now, so it's not like, you know, some secret sauce, you know, in the back, you know, of some, I don't know, vegan hut or something, you know? It's... We already know what we're being called to. We already know what our passions are. So begin to create. Begin to play. Begin to allow. Begin to express. Trust. Just allow the divine to go through you. See what happens, man.
Dreams come true.
They do. Dreams come true. All right, so just a personal example, right? So I've never really sung. I'm, you know, a music producer and I, you know, I could sing a word or two and, you know, mix it up a little bit and on a fat beat and really get it out there. And it's very sensual in the whole thing, right? You know, and I've always played guitar just a little bit. Not anymore. Now I'm just allowing the divine. Now I'm completely singing. Now I'm completely playing the guitar. I'm allowing it. I'm not scared. So I invite you to allow what it is you're being prompted to do, because I guarantee it's part of the reason that you're here. You know? And if you get in your own way and hold it back, hey man, lame. You hold it, you know, away from all of us, you know, the collective, you know, so shine. Let us see what is happening. So with that, my loves, I am Chrissy Stereo. You have been listening to The Master's Playground. I love you all so, so, so much, man. What? So much? Yes, so much. You know? Because you are me and I am you. And so I invite you to visit ChrissyStereo.com if you want to get to know a little bit more about me, the services that I offer, the places that I'm going to be at. You know, Nashville's going to be coming up here shortly. And reach out. Get to know me. Yes. I don't know what that accent is that I'm doing, but it's kind of fun. So I'm going to close out the evening with a blessing and a Sat Nam. Okay, loves. Go for it. Let go. And just allow. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you. Have a beautiful week. Bye.
Love yourself, yourself. Love each other,
we are one, 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 we are
The Master's Playground.
Thank you.